Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. About tonight, softly welcome, welcome. Would you invite Brother Neville to open us in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Gathering here tonight, Father. Lord, we see the importance of this time where we can come and sit at your feet, Lord, and call upon your name. We gather tonight, Lord, to be in one mind, in one accord. Knowing as a family, we gather around your throne tonight to pray and to call upon your name, Father. We come with the expectation, Lord, knowing that the very needs amongst us, Lord, you want to meet it for us, Lord. The blessing that you want to bless us with, Father, you want to bless us more than even we desire it, Father. Lord, you see the places in our lives that need to be strengthened. You see, O God, Lord, Father, the needy ones amongst us, Lord, that you're reaching out your hands to bring them closer to you, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord God, knowing that many, O God, desire the Holy Ghost in their lives tonight, Lord, we come with expectation, Lord, that these places, Lord, in their lives, Lord, that need to be filled, Lord, may you fill, Lord. And Lord, even those who have, Lord, come into tonight, Lord, to receive them. We fill it tonight, Lord, we come with expectation, Father, to receive it tonight. We want to put all the negative things aside, Lord. We want to focus right in, Lord, on the things, Lord, that you are speaking unto us, Lord. As we dig a little deeper tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we enter in, Lord, into the secret place, in the secret closet, Lord, and shut the door behind us, Lord. We want you to come in amongst us tonight, Lord, and take full charge of every situation, Lord. Bless your man servant.
Yes,
Lord God, anoint him, inspire him, Father.
Yes,
give him the grace, Lord, to speak the things, Lord, that you have in your mind, Lord, to minister unto us tonight. While we sing this song of praise, Lord, to create the right atmosphere, Father. Oh God, Lord, I pray that you'll anoint your servant, Lord. This atmosphere that you created, Lord, will make us be so in heavenly places. And each and every one of us, Lord, to be anointed and inspired by your divine presence, Father. Take full charge, forgive us for all our sins, all our transgressions, all our iniquities. Wherever we have failed you, whatever will hinder your Holy Spirit from working amongst us tonight, may you blot it out tonight, Father. We come at this time of prayer and supplication unto you, Father, into your hands, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Could we say thank you, Jesus? How many come tonight expecting to be filled? Thank you, Lord. Fill me now. Fill me now. Come with our cups still right side up. Not with excitement, but under expectation. That is great one that has protected us coming along the way. Grown our hearts here. We truly come down and grant us a filling tonight. Just a little quote here. The prophets and them when God people begin to gather back together, there's unity. There's power, see? And whenever God people gets together completely, I believe the resurrection will take place then. There'll be a rapture in time when the Holy Spirit begins to gather up. They'll be in the minority, of course, but there will be a great gathering. We come tonight not looking at numbers, but we come looking at the Lord of hosts that is coming this evening. Fill me now, Jesus, come. Fill me now. How many is that at night? Okay. Enough. If you believe he's baptized with the Holy Ghost,
but I need thee. Oh, she like you've been greatly needed. Hallelujah, giving honor and glory unto him this evening. When a man breaks into the presence of God, he forgets where he is physically, amen. You know, amen, you come to the place where everything is shut out. Like when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies and a veil dropped around him. Until you feel that veil drop around you, keep let the inner man keep moving into the presence of God. The Bible says we have, by faith, we have access into this grace. We come by a new and living way to enter into the holiest. Let us draw near in a true heart, in full assurance of faith. I don't know how you interpret that, but I interpret that to mean something. Amen. More than just coming to the Lord, I come in your presence. Hallelujah. I believe you come in here with a purpose. Amen. I believe you come focused. I believe you come with an objective. Amen. I believe you come to mean business with God. You come to get a grip upon the Holy Spirit. You come to live what they have you in my life, Lord. Amen. I believe you're not afraid if the Holy Ghost make you shout, if the Holy Ghost make you lift your hands. I believe you're not afraid of that. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot break your formality and all this touchiness. Glory be to God. You didn't come to look at me. You didn't come to hear what I have to say. You come to praise God. Amen. You come to worship him this evening. Glory be to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord. Oh my, you can get tingle day, friends. Glory. Hallelujah. You're going to pray through everything. Every song power, every kind of thought, every realm of kindness. God, give us a good day today. We all on a holiday, amen. Glory. But we have rested to get come in the house of God to pray to get a hold of more of God this evening. Glory be to God in the highest. Aren't you glad to be here this evening?
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promises. Paul says, when I sing with the understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. When I worship with the understanding. Glory be to God. Sing with the understanding this evening. Amen. Know who you are. Know what age you're living in. Know what day of the what day that we are living in. What time of the day it is. Hallelujah. Know what God has promised to do in this hour. Know why he's getting us ready for something. The first thing the prophet had to do was get in the spirit. Hallelujah. Nothing could happen. Nothing but fiction. Nothing but hope of deliverance until he got in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. But it's a difference between David and David in the spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus said, David in the spirit. Said, the Lord said unto my Lord. I believe when the church is in the spirit, when you're in the spirit, you know you're in the spirit. And when you're not in the spirit, you say, well, I'm out in the spirit. There ain't no confession. You say, I'm going to get in the spirit. The prophet in the mood he was in, he couldn't even worship God in that mood. He didn't let some dry old thing to God. He said, bring me a minstrel, bring me the play. Let the minstrel create an atmosphere. Amen. Let me get in a certain channel. Hallelujah! Because you have to worship God in a certain channel. Hallelujah! Then your worship become acceptable in the eyes of God. Amen. So let us worship, my friends. Let us get ready to sing. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know it's thus saith the Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how I love him. Amen. Oh, I prove the mortal. Number 99. I can call the words to you. Amen. Most of you know that heart already. You can clap your hands. You can lift your hands. Hallelujah. Don't be hindered tonight. Amen. All that God has for us may give it to us tonight. Oh, let us raise our hands to him. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We appreciate you, we adore you, oh wonderful Savior. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we're just trying to shake off every bit of tasks, every bit of frustration, all the traveling. Lord, God, all the different things of being adjusted now with your presence. And Lord, God, we pray you adjust everyone quickly, quietly in the soul. Put their hearts and minds, oh God, in that channel where the Holy Spirit can just pour in, Father. Oh, may we truly worship you and sing to your honor and your glory tonight. Look at the power in praising God. Like when Paul and Silas didn't even say a prayer, and all the foundations of the jails will be shaken. The prison doors will be opened. The chains are falling off of people, oh God. Hallelujah! You're still the same God this evening. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Sweet tonight. You'll be for healing and deliverance.
trust you tonight. You say, Lord, I believe I trust you. Through trust, his cleansing blood, let it bring about condemnation and fear now. Just in simple faith. In simple faith, through trust, he died.
Jesus.
simply taking life and rest. Life and rest. And joy and peace. Now all over the building, everywhere you are now.
Jesus, Jesus, how we trust you. How we put you on.
Think of what he has done for us, done through these years, amen. Even in his present hour, that's why we can believe that. All for grace, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, man.
Now, Jesus, how I trust you. How I prove you are right.
Oh, make it personal tonight. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust you, oh Lord. Standing upon your promises that cannot fail. Hallelujah! Glory be to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his wonderful name.
Thank you, Lord. Let's have a little short word of prayer once more. Father, once again, we're so grateful for this opportunity to come to your presence, come to your house. We have done that down for these years, Lord. Long before the building was erected here, we kept that routine faithful as we could and come into your presence on this day. The Lord, believe that this season you have identified to us and the word that you have been speaking to us in this year has begun and the channel that you are opening up to us and the things that you are communicating to us and putting us on the expectation for it. That's where our focus is, family. And we pray, oh God, as we would come, we come with the attitude, with the kind of response, with a type of conviction, purpose in the heart, dear God. Father, go work with what is being revealed by the Holy Spirit to strive lawfully. Lord, if you are striving for the mastery of your temple and all things, you don't fight with one that's beating the air. You know, go work with the Holy Spirit. Dear God, we get in the Spirit. Oh, God, we need to take, Father. Lord God, we can dig through every obstacle tonight. And Lord, the water is already here. Just unable to flow because of the things we allow the enemy to bring this puppet up, Lord.
Hallelujah!
Lord God, we have the courage and the faith and the determination to dig through these things, oh God.
Find out and make room for the blessing tonight. Hallelujah!
Oh my God, have your own blessed way in this service tonight. We love you, we thank you, we give praise and glory. Your great and mighty name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Blessed be God. Praise the Lord. Even we sit in his house and will come and gather together. When Jesus fell and go to the upper room and tell me, you shall be in with power from on high. Didn't just go. One day in what can happen, the understanding is open to the scriptures. He breathed upon them, received with the Holy Ghost. They saw him ascend into heaven, and he set them there, and they began to put everything in place, knowing that their Pentecost was fully come. There was a people who understood what had happened, what was achieved, what was made available, what was inspired to them, what they were put on the expectation for, where, why they were, where they were, and what they were there to receive, and what they were supposed to leave there with. And they knew it was promised in the Bible, and they knew what the death meant on the cross to make that available, and they tied their soul there because they knew, and he who gave the promise would keep the promise. And they believed the promise because they were the children of the promise. And that's what happened. That's why it could happen. Because they were working with the Holy Spirit. You come any other way, you see. It'll take you about 20 years.
You know what God promises. You have to believe it, then faith goes into operation. And when you walk by faith, it's different than when you walk in the mental mind. Or you wonder, could it be? I don't know. You have not won the operation of wonder. Amen. This is new. Somebody said in 120 verses, there are 500 who is divided, maybe they misunderstand. But I could see Peter stand among them and still there. And Joshua and Caleb still the people. Amen. Joshua and Caleb knew the hour when they saw that bunch of grapes in the camp. They knew where that went. Glory be to God. That's why, you know, last year the Holy Spirit brought that message, Cage Family. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every family, every church, every country, the prophet says, come to a Cage Family. On the road to the place, the junction town, they were chastised, they were tried, they were tested. But a Cage Family was the deciding time. Were they going to go on or were they going to stop short? But God gave them the incentive. And in spite of all the giants, He said, we are more than able to take the land. Amen. He was separate. God says, Caleb will go in because he wholly followed the Lord. Not partly. A lot of people follow the Lord, but in part. He said, he wholly followed the Lord. He has another kind of spirit. Did the Bible say that about him? In the time of the tribulation in the last days. He's a Judah. He prays God. Judah went forth first always in the battle. Judah went forth first always in the march. Why? Because Judah prays. You go into the warfare, you have to go praising God. When there was coming against the enemy in the time of Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles 20, the invasion was coming to land. The Bible said, you got to point and see if they put them there. All they have to do is praise God, but if you want to fight, I'm going to fight you to praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah! Glory! You let some of you sit down there wondering, well, I think somebody is speaking the word of God. Somebody is speaking and pointing you to the Bible. Somebody is saying, look, God here in action. Drive into the world. And when the world is open, it brings a feeling. That's a feeling, that is a feeling of emotion. That's a feeling accompanied with faith. Yeah. Amen. Faith brings you to expectation. It brings an atmosphere around you. You know God is God. Parents will sweat and slave and deprive themselves to give things to the children. That is when that pastor, you can first test for again. He don't know how he's gonna buy that. He's gonna have to leave the pair of shoes he wanted. He's gonna have to cut pockets in the groceries in the house. He's gonna have to, you know, kind of use all his ability to restructure things. So John can have a little bicycle because he's trying to give some incentive. He's trying to let John know daddy is interested in what you're doing. John, daddy's seen you in school. Daddy's seen you struggling. Daddy's seen them boys want to beat you up and all the temptations. But daddy's giving you something to keep your focus in the midst of all your troubles and trials in school. Amen. They tell you, pass it here, John. Amen. And you do it, amen. Daddy have that brand new bicycle, BMX or BMW, whatever it is, standing here for you, amen. Glory be to God, Daddy. Put yourself there, because more death will be here for you, son. Little John hears that, but he sees himself riding back down the road. He sees everybody run by the gate, hey, on the street, John got a bicycle. Wow, he's got a bike. Amen. But he didn't know, amen, that Johnny's dad gave him a promise. And John had to face a lot of trials, but he held on to the word of his dad. Amen! He said, if you are evil, you're going to give your children good gifts, how much their heavenly Father. Amen! And how much for you who ask for the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. This is not a meeting for some people who want the Holy Spirit. That is nonsense. This is a meeting for the church. The whole church need, not want or desire, need the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, some of you come along and say, oh, we come to help the young ones get the Holy Ghost. Says who? Says who? I come to get the Holy Ghost. Acts 2, they received the Holy Ghost. Acts 4, they must be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not in that kind. I want the Holy Ghost. I don't need it. I want it every moment of the day in my life. Amen. As much as God wants to give it to me, and I believe God wants to give it to me, amen. And I'm hungry for it. I'm thirsty for it, amen. Every day in my life, I see places, amen, where I won't be locked in and not shaken out. Every day when I come with things, I don't want to make excuses and feel justified. Well, I couldn't do that. I have time and I have this, a situation where maybe I should pass it on to somebody else, tell somebody I have to struggle through it. I understand and say, oh God, give me something more. Because I'm coming against things that need to be dealt with. I'm coming against things where decisions have to be made. I'm coming against things where somebody in the heart of my faith, I can pour virtue and strengthen them. And I have knowledge to know where they stand. And I have temperance to bear with them, Lord. I know how to move in here with them. Amen. And give them courage and strength that they can stand to. Hallelujah! I think that's enough for me to survive in the message. I only enough to fulfill every promise that God has spoken for this hour. It's your attitude to the promise that determines whether you will receive it. I told you beginning this year, God has to correct many things in our attitude, in our concept, in our way we approach things. Remember, God things are exact. When God said Tuesday, 1 o'clock, but right there, Port of Spain on Charlotte Street, in front of the house, number 76. It's who God is. God is going to lose things. And when you begin to see what God promised in the world, when you see how you're being secure, when you see the agent living in, and the Holy Spirit will say, look, he promised here. Look, he went and died here. Look, he rose here. Look, he sent back the Holy Spirit here. This means this thing is secure. Look, the Holy Spirit come to you. Look, you have a hunger and a thirst. Look, begin to show you things in your life that was laying here, that was hindering you, that you couldn't see. Look, he's telling you now, correct that, fix that, put this here, and you'll come into it. And you are seeing, he has come back to me, so I'm included in the promise. I always wanted something more than church. I always wanted something more than just a religion. I always wanted something more than church. Join in. Is that right? You come into this. And that's what we are designed for. And that's what when the Holy Spirit can tell you. Amen. When you follow inspiration, see, down through these last couple of years, how he builds Satan, how he teaches you things, how he shows you what the atonement is, how he shows you what has been done for you, how he shows you how to relate it, how you open to the world, how he shows you your name in the book, how he shows you your age, how he shows you your promise. How he showed you different things, and you begin to see, and you begin to grasp it. And then God begins to bring it up to you and say, okay, time for you all to the Exodus Assembly. Time for you all. So that they testify. What do I start here? What do I start here? Sunday morning. What do I start here? I come here for a deeper experience here. I will run away from my post of duty. I will run away from my challenge. I come in to hide and get into my little cave because I can't deal with the challenge that's confronting me. That's what I'm doing here, Lord. But then, son, I come here to give you something to tie to. You will never have to deal with that. Is that right? Yes, sir. Just to work with the word. And you work with the word, it brings results. Holy Spirit, remember the message for this? Divine promises are governed by divine laws. If you want electricity, you say, oh, electricity, light in the place. He said, you want the Holy Ghost, say, oh, Holy Ghost, I know you're here, Lord, fill me, Lord. No. Lord, show me the things in my life that need to break down. Show me the places where I need to dig out, Lord. Show me the depth I need to dig, Father. Give me the kind of determination to dig to that depth. And when I hit something hard and get this courage, Lord God, make me burly and rugged, that I'll not drop my shovel and walk away. I'll stay here and take to the very thing, Lord. I'll be perseverant.
If you get halfway in that kind of attitude, you will see progress. But if you come along all scholarly, well, I don't even have no contact with God. You want to tell me what He's done for you? And for the message? And for the bride? And for your family? You want to boast of it? See? We have to move into a place. And not so much just for you, it's for God's church. God's people in this island. That down through these years, He's been picking them up one by one by one along this island to bring them into a reality. And that's what can happen. And then this season, God shows that we come back around after 27 years. Boom, the cyclist is here. And something's happening. And now we have the parts needed to do the work you want done. All the mechanics have to be there before the dynamics do what it is. You gotta measure. And when the power that just rises, pull some of it. It rises a little more, and it pull a little more, it rises a little more, and pull a little more. And then when God get a thing ready, then it's something. All the time Noah was building the ark, and he's nailing in pieces that go forward according to the pattern. Then he begin to pitch it, and pitch it, and pitch it. And then the whole ark still get pitched within and without. Something that could deal with the judgment hour. But when a people get shut in there, only one ministry they have after is the dove. The minister to those shut up in that ark. So, something when you watch and see, God, you're a great God. God, down through these years, you're a purpose. Some of us may be catching partial understanding now, some of us getting a deeper insight, some of us get it, some of us still trying to grasp it. We don't have to be discouraged, we don't have to be frustrated. We are serving a big God. We are serving a mighty God. The God we are serving already raised the dead many, many times down to the Bible days. He raised them by the thousands and tens of thousands in Matthew 28. He's going to raise them by the billions in the second resurrection. Think of it. And then He raised them by the ones and twos when He had need to. And then He Himself stood there and called them out, even when there was a corruption. And then He even raised them by letting them fall on the next man's bones. To prove He could raise them by dropping them on the bones of somebody, or He Himself calling you out. Amen. When you come face to face with that kind of God, and when you realize that's the God, and that's the reputation of this God, and that's the ability of this God, then there's something comes over you, because you say, my situation is nothing. You ask me to trim your little fingernail, and there's a man who will do heart transplant and triple bypass. Can we say, brother, you can do that if you're so complicated, because your thing is so small, you know what this man is doing. But you see, when you don't think about it, and you just try to barge into it, and you try to put that halfway little thing that passed through your mind, you kind of hope it happens, you check this God out. Who approved to be God? Who approved to be the one standing there speaking from the Bible? You realize, what is man of God mindful of him? And some grass that comes in the morning, where do you know? When you see the greatness of God. When man comes and see, understand the galaxy, and the prophet about that, Einstein and then suddenly stars are so close, maybe a couple of inches apart, yet they are further away from one another than we are from them. When you see the size of the universe, when you see the order of the universe, and when you realize the power it takes to create the world, blow it out to the air. What is your situation? Say, I'm a headache.
My
whole
soul's falling apart. And let God not help me.
You mean God will rule the whole universe? God will let every thing that battles out of this planet?
There is a fear of him. You start to relate to God's purpose. You say, God, you have a purpose. You have a purpose. And since you have a purpose, teach me your purpose. And bring me subject to your purpose. And then you finally walk in the kingdom. Brother, you in mind build an instrument, it can stay a city block away. Look here, put some little high frequency microphone and hear somebody saying quite to that big thick concrete wall and look at them and see them what they're doing too. With something they construct, and this great omnipotent, omniscient God can know what you have needed. You know what we're talking about? That's why they come to God's presence, get happy, you come to God's house again. That is our glad of the ceremony, and let us go to the house of the Lord. Because there's a place here where there's a presence, there's a power of divine revelation to deal with every situation, everything that tries to strangle you, that tries to oppress you, can be broken. Amen. Presence of Almighty God. That's what it is. You're kicking some dead things. Amen. Yes, sir. Bust some devils, amen. Take a jump on that shot. A thousand Philistines there. He said, oh, boy, God, I'm feeling it today. Amen. He remembered the word that Moses said, one will put a thousand of light. He said, God, well, then you keep your word today. Shut up! Your word is true, Lord. I'm standing here believing. Amen. God's people, God's word, coming together, and God coming down is a great thing. And that's why we believe what we believe. But we have an inferiority complex that something was greater than us. If there's greatness, they don't know who Jesus was. They'll be in that age, they'll be in that dispensation. They'll be in that age with God in them, not God above them. They will have an animal sacrifice and have one nature. They're walking there, be able to keep the scripture and identify themselves in the world and know the position in the world. Know the cross, back the chasm and stand in union with God. Not just a manifestation here, but every day. God walking their feet, thinking with the man, speaking to the lips, into the eyes, being over their heart, working with their hands. God. 24 hours a day. God sleeping with hope in Jesus. God hungry by the truth. Amen. Hallelujah! Subject himself to human state. To go through those things that he might become an intercessor. He might know what man goes through. Put a limitation on himself. To feel hunger and these things. God. That's like a wonderful thing. That's why we love this God. When we can be able to sing and shout, we're going to worship him. We're going to say, great God is. We don't have to say, I have a problem. We're going to say, oh God, you're great. Oh God, you're powerful. Oh God, you're wonderful. You take care of Hezekiah's problems. You take care of Joseph's problems. You take care of Elijah's problems. You take care of Moses' problems. You take care of Adam's problems. Every problem they have, you took care of it. And here you're going to take care of ours in this hour. Amen. You come shouting, you come praising God. Amen. It shows the shackles have come off of your mind. You didn't get the devil to get them, get clamped you all, them blind you from all that. And when they fall only me, I go to care for me. I wish I was coming back in some other day when God cared for the people. Oh, no, sir. And say, oh, Father, you're so great, the person you're great to see. Father, this age is much unbelievable, but darkness is here, the light going to shine best. Hallelujah! Oh, God, the greatest message, the greatest light will shine. The people that desire to see, and Daniel and could see, in the shack of the book, Daniel, fall asleep in your locked in. Yeah. Glory be to God. Did they have Moses and everyone knowing part? Yeah. Hallelujah! Lord, you're coming to give it to us this day. You open it up, amen. You come down, you make it known, you call it bride, amen. Glory! Bring the living John, who are the greatest of man born among women, who are the Holy Ghost in the womb, and we are greater than him. And you know what? I want to get the Holy Ghost. John get in his mother's womb, and you greater than John. said, Lord, you said, Lord, that's your own word. Did you say that, Father? In your Bible? Amen. Did you stand there yourself and spoke it to the people? Am I not included in that? Yeah. Is that the message that identifies in the same position like the ones here who have come to the church? Yeah. Oh my! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Oh my! I'm really taking a licking tonight. Thank God for the end. Glory be to God and come together with the end.
Hallelujah! I hear him screaming, amen! Scream for help! Oh, they're putting on themselves, they're trying to get to the door, they have a collision every day, amen! Trying to get out of here. Hey, oh man, that man's gonna murder us tonight. Wrap your eyes and take off! Oh, man, I'm gonna have to clap in here. Hallelujah! Oh, he's wonderful, man, I tell you, amen! You can be a person to run, not to die. You know what God can do for you!
Amen. You want to go and kiss mommy and daddy like this? Go ahead.
He catches the green on the road. Amen. Glory to the God in the house. Amen. Sometimes you have to let this God move. Get the program. And let nobody keep up the program neither. And nobody can program tap to the one person. And God is going to be stone to be Abraham's seed. You have to know how to move these things. Question of awe when God called for these things. When God said, get yourself together. This be your priority. They say, God, because you are good. Then he lets you happen and say, let me see what kind of attitude they have. Let me see how hungry they are. Let me see what kind of way they come. You think you're just having a watching friends? I'm going to put one of those in the way and try to get them tangled up in the day. Let me see if they have some discipline. And we'll be able to say, this is going to wait for tomorrow to use their son. This is going to wait here. Because the one that they make get the sins a priority. And God is seeing them. Man, they put a value on that. Look at the approach to it. Wow, I have to encourage them and give them some more incentives. When God don't see that, he says, see, let me trust you. I waited before that, now I'm showing the world. Let me trust you. When you see me trust you, friends, when you see me come, you stand there. But you will approach God, saying and intelligently and writing the word. And Father, you said so. And Father, you brought us to this spot here. And Father, this is the hour. Father, you see the need of the hour. And Father, you give us a revelation to understand these things. But this is the quality of cooperation you want with the world. You don't want us to cooperate. It's the quality of cooperation. It's the harmony that must exist. The same harmony that existed with the Father and the Son. Not another kind of harmony. Any other kind of harmony is incomplete harmony, and incomplete harmony is disharmony. We see the same harmony that exists with the Father and the Son. To make God with us. But the same harmony that exists to make God in us. That the same oneness between the Father will be me and you. I'm the Father and the Father, so I'm one. When you see what it is, you desire to want it. You're not going to let nothing keep you out of it. Amen? So tonight we're going to pray, and then we will quote, set your heart right here. Just a little inspiration. I'm not so much trying to pile up new things. You know, this is what I'm doing when I come in the pulpit. You are following and come Wednesday night, or I come Friday night or Sunday morning. I'm trying to hold what we start before you. I'm trying to go back and pick it up and await it. And I'm doing that for a purpose, because I want you to say, okay, which step now? We make one right. Where's the next one? I'm going to say, two right. So that's it. You understand? That's what we would have said. So, all right. Then you make four steps north and we turn left. And then how many steps? You make after that. Maybe three. Say, so yes, you get it. That's what we would have said. That is scripture you take. Because you are walking for something. You are following a roadmap. The Bible is the roadmap that leads you to the power. Faith brings you to the power, and the power produces the promise. Divine promises are governed by divine laws. And we, the other night, I sat and with some deacons and the officers in the church. I was talking to them and said, I don't know what you all tell the people when you sit down here or when you go in the house. I said, I sure can't be here in every way, but I would certainly like to know what you all tell the people. And then I was speaking today as well. And, you know, he called me up and said, I think I really would like to clear, because you see someone, somebody to them, they ask, what are you telling people? You see, you need to get in one mind, and I appreciate that, because I mentioned, the first time I read a couple of quotes, to show you, but around says, in the tabernacle, it says, do this, if you answer. To let you see that if it's some instruction coming to you, it is coming from the message, and it's working by a certain principle. And then you look to see people who is involved in something, they follow it because they know the instruction. If we, there might be many ways to get into Port of Spain from here. But if we say, okay, your route is this, like with a marathon or something, and you're going to start, they lay up that whole route. A man's run the next distance and get to the place. He said, yeah, but when you pass the four stations, you are not there. He said, but I can still reach there. He said, no, the race is, there's a route laid out to come into the province. See? And that's the way it is, and that's the way we want to follow and to have these things clear. And was so nice to meet there, because I feel that come and just share very quickly of the scripture, and we'll help you. I know, and we have a time of prayer, and the way I would like to have the prayer service tonight is we just, all the people right in the assembly, they fall into a specific category, whether they are conscious or unconscious or semi-conscious of it, but they fall into a certain category. And when a person has to pray in a certain channel and they can understand their own experience, and then somebody is in the same category, it is easy to pray for that person. Sometimes somebody may have to pray for me. They may need to know how to pray for me. They may ask for something to me. But then sometimes to know what my battle is, and to know the position, to know the things the minister face, and we have to go through the problems and different things, and you know, the things you have to deal with. Unless your mind opens that world, you really can pray effectively in certain areas. Your father raising the children, you can pray for his father, but you know what it is to do the children. Somebody who don't have children, they may not even know what that is. They may have a concept in their mind and put them to do with a child, and then they may try to apply what they know right away to somebody too. But then they find that they can only do it for so long because they haven't really been birthed with that child, they have no fellowship with that child. And they have not maybe seen that child under circumstances to know how to deal with that child. If that child is a problem child or whatever it is. So sometimes again you see to deal with things like that. That's like Jesus became what? Man, so he could be tempted in all points like us to know how to deal with us. Because that is the key for intercession. That is the channel that helps you pray for another person. You know, you say, Lord, help and bless them. You can get that world because your world is like a pattern of that same world. You experience along the same line. Then, you know, right here in the assembly, we have been trying to, the last few, since we started on intercessory prayer, we started intercessory prayer and praying for each other. We use it different ways. We have people helping people with the Holy Spirit in one way. We have people praying for certain needs in the assembly, and we even use another channel that can help us go a little deeper in the same vein by God's grace. I got Brother Graham, I think I mentioned to you, talk about the woman who's coming to see baby, and he says, this other mother started to get a burden to pray for the child. And when he came, he pronounced the child healed. He said the child was healed a few minutes ago. He said that a woman had a burden on her heart to pray for this child. Another mother. He says, see, she being a mother would have a greater feeling for that child than me. See? And so God, he said, now that's God now moving in the members of the body. So that is a wonderful lesson you can learn here and see how as a church, remember, this is not a prayer meeting specifically just the body of Christ, but a lot for the local assembly. What we are trying to see in the local assembly is different than the body of Christ, you know, understand that one? The body of Christ is not short of nothing here. But the body of Christ is not these people right here. In here, you might have 5 with your rapture. But you may want to see everybody get everything to go into rapture. You must be able to see the whole church going into rapture. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't believe what I'm saying, but I'm just saying like an illustration. I'm just using loose, in a loose way. I believe that many are going to go. And my faith is for those who are ready to go, to get them ready. And that's why I make them, you will have to shake, and you will have to identify conditions, you will have to show things in life. That has to go. That has to go. And you will keep that. And sometimes, because of your personality and different things, when the world tells you you have to walk here, you can't walk here. But then you try to do it in your human self. But God will give you the strength to walk where He tells you to walk. God on the push, God will give you strength to go there. You look at it and judge it yourself and say, I can't do that. Sure you can't do that. Nobody can live a Christian life. If everybody lived a Christian life, then Jesus wouldn't have to come and die. But he came and died that his life could come in us and then we can meet what God required. Because nobody could meet it on their life from the first birth. That's why everybody needs a new birth. So what we have, what is promised and what the world is telling you have to have, the world is not telling you, you have to try to do that on human energy. The world is telling you that God wants to come in and do that to you. And then the things that are clogging up the Holy Spirit, the world is going to dig that out. But then you value that, you don't see that obstacle. You see that sometimes as something helping you. There's somebody like fashion. And they kind of think fashion make a little nicer. They feel more confident. When you see a nice dress, a nice shoe, a nice hair too. For they come out, they all, yeah, like, they have confidence. But if you have a good shoe and a bird shoe and something, then you don't even want to come to church. Then you'll come and stand in the back and stand far and kind of stay off and so on. Why? They get so self-conscious that they can't be confident in that state. But when you check the quality of confidence, it's the confidence only comes from a man made something, a faith that was used to cover sin. Because clothes is identification of guilt. Clothing was not to give confidence. Because when God came, they run for fear. Not from the devil, from God they run. Part of the devil, the clothes make us give confidence. But when God came, they run. See? So sometimes you tell a person, hey, you're going to a ball, like, cut that out, man. Line up here. But they find out that that was giving me a stronger dominance and having a stronger influence. And as well, I attracted stronger people around me and made me feel good. I know you're going to destroy my world and my success and my achievement. But God wants to give you a greater robe than that. You want to robe you the Holy Spirit. You want to put a robe upon your soul. Amen? So I'm just giving an illustration to show you how sometimes things you can value, but that could be an obstacle. And Father God can say, but you, is a plus for you. But you see, where it's taking you is keeping God out from your life. When God wants to give you something that can reach some poor person, you try to get rid of the poor person. And when you come to be rich, the rich don't want God. You understand what I mean? And it's so sad to veil people many times and isolate them and deter them. And that's why people need the Holy Ghost in their heart to give them leadership. Whether people poor or rich, you go by God's leadership. See what I mean? And then Moses would take a place in the mud dubbers, the Lord despised you and refused the glory of Egypt. Is that the Bible? Sure. So in things like this, when it comes to a personal level for us, to really come to the power of God, we see what it takes. And that's why, by God's grace, we want to really move in that realm. So we want to get focused tonight and concentrated in our prayer. And each one in the specific category. You know, we have the song leaders, the singers, the musicians, the song engineers. They are part of the assembly. They have a function in the assembly. Well, if they don't have the Holy Spirit, you can measure, they can even get done in that department what God wants to do. And the Holy Spirit coming is going to come for service. The same Holy Spirit is going to help them be a good father and mother. But when it comes to come, even to serve God and to minister to the bride of Jesus Christ, he's going to put them in a certain channel. See? And then you have deacons. But in the Bible, deacons have to be spiritual men. We need to be the office of the Holy Spirit. We can vote. You really could vote somebody in the office, but the vote can't be in the Holy Ghost. And if we follow them, we are strict to our church law, our church doctrine, then we just go by the vote. Well, we have the Holy Ghost left. But we'll kind of function. It'll be weak. It'll be shallow. It'll be spiritless. It'll be not anointed. When come against demon power, there's no strength there. There's confusion. We are trustees.
Your trustees, I am content, I do finance, I do listen. Maybe I can manage that. And then we, like Moses, we just use our Egyptian training to do God's work. And that don't work. Because God things don't run like the world. See? So there is power here. We have parents. Parents trying to raise children. And when they're trying to raise children, but the wars that take place in the home. That's a great part of the church. Not everybody's a parent. Not everybody's been married. Some people are, you know, you get a widow trying to raise 7 children and a mother and father raising 4 children. It's a vast difference. You will have been doing a domestic work trying to raise 7 children and a father and mother trying to plan their family and don't have no more children and do all the different scientific stuff and everything and then try to, you know, arrange this and arrange that and the other. And still the guy who raised the family, you might have a little mother there with 7 children, raise them children, have a little lineup and so they go. It's going to take the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you like me? Well, I'm going to change in prayer. Because we pray, and the person can really pray for certain things, the person who walks in the road. Otherwise, the person can only pray for that mentally. But a person who walks in the roads, stands in certain places, victoriously, their prayer for that person will not be a 2-minute prayer. Because they know the situation. They know the fears that is coming to them. They know when the money comes and they see, brother, this bill to pay and that to pay and that to pay. They know when the children are sick and they can't go to school. When the school don't come around, they face certain things. When the children are sick in the home, they can't pay a doctor visit. They know what has come up there and the things they have to stand there and believe God for. Now, why do you think God gives people those kind of experiences and have some people in those kind of conditions? You know why? Sometimes you don't understand why am I going through like a suffering. No, you're not suffering. Or it can look like suffering to the person who's going better. Or who don't have that? Who can pay the $60 every time the child is a doctor and then pay the drugstore and get the next $70 and fork out $120 or $30 and just, you know, sit up and feel okay? How can you become a good customer and get credit? But the next person can deal with it. Then they have to go to the great physician. They keep knocking on that door. Knock till you open that door. Amen! Those people, they understand. That is where intercession goes through. That's where it goes through. That's where they're effective. So be encouraged tonight and draw from the experience like David did. The same God who delivered me from the bear. The same God who delivered me from the lion. That same God will deliver me from this Goliath. Experience deserves to give you the strength you need in certain battles. When you face certain conditions, you know, a place you can go back and pull from. Is that right? That is what prevailing intercessory prayer is. Sunday school teachers, ministers, we can pray for each other. We know what is required in the ministry. We know the things that are greater to get the mind of God to receive the measure, the spirit, the anointing to deliver the word. When the word goes forth, it'll hit the people like some of the soft rain and run off like a dog back. Or when the word can grip people and pierce their conscience and bring them under conviction and cause them to search themselves and see their own sinfulness, even though they live in a morally upright life. We're holy people that cry out, "Woe is me, I'm a punk." Not the kind of conviction you just can't be drunken. Convict those who think the secular of Christianity and the need to go a little deeper. To be used of God, that God can do something over their life.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So we begin to get focused on that. Father's there, pray for fathers, mothers, pray for mothers. Mothers don't want to raise their children, and they're back to their mother with you. But our widow pray for our widow. A single young man, pray for a single young man. He know the temptations, he know the flesh battles, he know the lustful things. He know the woman up in the street pushes her like girls. He know the pressures of the face of the girl. They can pray. Because why? They're being honest to God and pray just where they act. They're not trying to pray somewhere where they don't act. And the places where they act, where they're supposed to deal and wrestle in prayer, they're trying to leave that and then pray, Lord, for the rapture. I want to understand this, Lord, and this over here. And the things they need to wrestle with, and Jesus gets 70. But it is possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will. He was praying, and Lord, in the millennium, Lord, and Lord, he's going to come back and reign. No, no, he was doing what he's doing right here. That's what the court is swept up by blood. That's what he's doing right here. That is the key, the way you break through, the way you see your world becomes powerful. Pray for each other. Then you can be with God. Then you can be with God. And some of you who have experienced in certain realms, in certain depths of revelation, in certain maturity, you can, because you deal with people, you minister with people, workers in the assembly, people who maybe have experience. People who have raised a family already, people who have faced conditions, people who have to trust God in certain areas, then they can even understand some of the other worlds. Because there was a young man too. There was a woman who was a young woman too. Woman who maybe was a single mother. She knows too, even some of that world to be a widow, half being a single parent. One is lawful and one is unlawful. But there's no depression of no head. And the insecurity that they give when they have to pray both father and mother. And the prayer can get to a place where you are praying, but you know the answer to those things is what? The Holy Ghost. More of the Holy Ghost. So when you pray that a person needs the Holy Ghost, it's not like they escape hell. It's even that Holy Ghost still people get more of the Holy Ghost. Because some only have enough to stop drinking and stop smoking. Somebody have enough to take your paint off their face and stop cutting the hair, and that will fast marriage. But they're coming to a place, to the victorious. Then you have a church here. Anointed ministers, gifted people, anointed workers. You have people in different departments that have a ministry in the church where they're all together. They are unified in prayer because they understand the needs are in their own department. But when they come together as a body, there's a unified body here, and there's a measure of the Holy Spirit to meet the need in every area. Because a young man this hour, what he is facing, what he's going to be dealt with, he needs the Holy Ghost here. An old man needs the Holy Ghost here. A minister needs the Holy Ghost here. A deacon needs the Holy Ghost here. A trustee needs the Holy Ghost here. Because God wants the church to be operating, to reflect in the restored church. They can fulfill the condition. That's why if you can get there, you certainly can see a lot of people back now. So, let's stand our feet. Let's read those verses of scripture for James. We are hoping to have a little meeting with some of the workers and some of the elders that I'll announce to you next Sunday. We're going to have a little time and get together because we have to build on the word and the rock in a solid way. And that's why I'm using this prayer meeting this week and tonight too, so that evil. I will get around to different people in the church, different departments, and kind of talk with you as to how to get you lined up in your contribution. The body fitly joined and compacted together by the measure of every joint supply. Well, this season you have a certain measure, and if you can cover that measure, and we only cover using tools, revival, take the valley to let the church. You want to send another move of the Spirit on the way. I'm just using all the key words. And you're already seeing people getting a grip on nothing. And when they function, it weakened. And there's no power to it, you know something is missing. You just have the, you know, the superficial aspect of it. But remember, God, word of truth. God keeps his word. And remember when you get to pray, and the words you channel communication, you are working with the Holy Spirit by the word. And you are meeting him and he's meeting you on the grounds of the revealed word. That puts you in the sphere. And that means in your heart, not for yourself so much tonight. I say, you young women, you young men, you fathers, you mothers. And John say, you old men, you young men, you fathers. Each one you pack together. You musicians and some leaders and singers and some engineers. Pray here. And you all know what it means. We have many meetings, many times to. And get focused. You widows in the church. We can be really unified. In the next meeting, we are coming together and being unified here. Now it's starting to go a little deeper. But in every area, as we see, as we dig through, the Spirit just begins to come up. Until we are all so immersed in the Holy Spirit. James 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, the testing of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. It's so wonderful right there. He tells you trials, different diverse temptations, is a benefit. He tell you what they're going to work in your life. He tell you how to relate to it. Come to our joy. Don't be a frustrated. Be patient. Your faith be tested. God put you to a certain condition. That you'll be entire, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask from God, who give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. You ask, it shall be given you. I can't see that you're going to have some wisdom. You walk with your head down. God, you need to understand. God is showing you. You need to understand. So instead of you feel the person like, yeah, God, yeah, understand. That's just because you say, Lord, I don't understand. Give me what I need to understand, and it shall be given. God, let me see a lack of wisdom many times by you not being able to know what to do in a situation. But you know what we do? We let it frustrate us. We start to say, God, love us. We start to say, you say, people we're going through. We start to get jealous of people now who are frustrated like you. Instead of just starting to say, Lord, I lack understanding of what this is all about. Would you show it to me, Father? Would you teach me how to handle this? You know my life is to glorify you, Lord. You know my whole objective is to please you and serve you. All God wants you is to have the right attitude. But let him ask in faith. Not in wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of sea, driven to and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double minded man is unstable in all his ways. When you go to pray, don't be double minded. When you go to pray, don't be wavering. You're just wasting time. If you see a wavering, just stop. And say, Lord, I'm wavering. I'm not focused. Take a hold of my spirit. Bring and control your Holy Spirit. Lead me. Bring your thoughts to my heart. Bring the word back to my remembrance. Maybe I'm forgetting. That's why I'm trying to probe with the wrong key. I bring back the instructions, what you said, how you showed us in the way there, that I can move right in with this. Because, Lord, we are here tonight in your presence. And the attitude. See, it's so simple sometimes, you listen. Think, believe.
Then he will say, verse 22.
Let us draw near with true heart, with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us draw near as we do now. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, not wavering. And what James is saying, don't waver when you're asking, when you pray, don't ask them to wait. But holding fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke and to love and to the roots. And verse in Romans 4. And be with that double-minded spirit that can be focused many times. And try to say concentrated, focused, intercessory prayer in a specific category, in a specific channel. If the spirit can begin to, if you can take this body and the spirit, more spirit can begin to come into ministry, more spirit can begin to get in the men, more spirit can begin to get in the young people, more spirit can get among the song leaders and the musicians and the singers, more spirit can get among the fathers and the mothers, more spirit can get in the deacon board and the trusty board. If we can take it in this body and take out the obstacles and more spirit can get in there, what we're going to have? A church in any category of more spirit. Unified. Verse 18. Talking about Abraham, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, accordingly to that which was spoken, so shall I see thee. God spoke to him, he believed in the hope of his hope. He looked at his body, not in a condition to bring forth what God said. But he said, God, if you say, then I know. You wouldn't say that unless you get me ready to fix my body to bring it forth. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. You see how this teaches us that? When God says you're going to have it, that's a complete body. But that's the problem was. So he said, if God, God, he has no signal to the body at all. He said, Lord, you're going to fix the body? Because you wouldn't say that. In other words, the man said God's intelligent. We do behave like God unintelligent. And so how come you say that to look at my body? And then make our body bigger than the God who told me. You see what I mean? They don't do that. He can sit on his own body down there. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the death of the Sarah womb, he staggered not. Wavered not, staggered not, never mind, same way. He wasn't double minded about it. He wasn't wavering his mind about it. He knew God was faithful to promise. He wasn't mistaken about his ways. He was focused. He started looking at the promise of God. True unbelief, but a strong faith in praising God to God. He wasn't looking at the circumstances, he was looking at the promise of who made the promise. And the faithfulness of the promise that made the promise. You look at the same one as Abraham. Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. The rest of the chapter tells you, imputed to Abraham for righteousness, and it shall be to you also. You are able to see the belief is in you. Praise is wonderful. Love of man. You feel in your heart. You catch the inspiration of God can tell you. When you have the feeling in your heart to think of yourself, it's so easy tonight. You just pour it out your own self onto someone else. You see, sometimes we think different people have the same needs. But we as the ministers, when you talk with people, most of them have the same needs and the same category. That's why sometimes God wants to give us more. There's some food along the road and others. But all need the same. 80-year-old boy struggling with his flesh. 50-year-old man struggling with the same flesh. Maybe just in different ways. As long as his body will struggle with it. To overcome it. To commit such a. Hallelujah. Sweet home, my soul, sweet home, my soul, sweet sweet. Sweet home, my soul. You catch that light in your heart, you pray. In your category, deacons, trustees, ministers, workers, men, young women, widows, some leaders, musicians, and singers. We can see a real church here, mounting up, increasing, understanding a little deeper the needs in our midst, and working in harmony to see God meet those needs, that we might be in condition to fulfill His word in this hour. Through all my soul, all God. Sweet home, my soul. We've seen a couple of times, and we just let you get the prayer through. Oh, my soul. We belong tonight, majestic, effective, focused, right here in that chapel. Link up.